This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart, and you're listening to the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join our guest for the day. It's Oanda Senior Market Analyst in Singapore, Kelvin Wong. Good morning from London, Kelvin. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon over at my end from Asia, and good morning to you, Johnny.
Now, there's plenty to look ahead to this week. Before we do that, let's reflect the markets where you are in Asia Pacific so far today. What's been happening?
Yeah, so over in Asia today, we still see a risk-on environment with the key Asia benchmark indices closing positive for today. The Hang Seng Index is up by 0.8%. And what we could see over here is that the China CSI 300 is almost unchanged, which is positive. Why? Because over the weekend, we do still see quite of a mixed China data where consumer CPI improved. But however, the PPI actually remains lackluster in negative territory, coupled with a slowdown in new loans growth as well. But that managed to struck off by the Hang Seng Index, which managed to close positively today, Asia session. That also spilled over to the rest of other major Asia indices, like the KOSPI is almost unchanged as well, whilst the Taiwan TAIEX is up by 0.7% and the Singapore STI is up 0.4%. So I would say that it's a rather risk-on environment that is still persistent after a very strong closing by the US stock market in general on last Friday, where the S&P 500 managed to actually have a third consecutive positive weekly return. Something to look out for is quite strangely over here is that we know that on last Friday, we do have a slew of US Federal Reserve officials speaking. So we talk about US Federal officials speaking for the entire of last week. Their language has been pretty much guarded. That means, i.e., a very less dovish approach. That means they are still having doubtful about the current state of inflationary trend in US. That means, i.e., they are indirectly implying elevated inflation might be staying for a longer period. They need more data to actually to confirm that the fight of inflation is over. That means, i.e., their stances is still skewed towards maintaining the current interest rate at a higher level for a longer period of time. But the risk asset markets choose to actually ignore this particular indirect kind of a stances or less dovish stances by continuing pushing the major US stock indices higher. Despite on last Friday, we do see a recovery in the 10-year and the 2-year treasury yield after being slightly soft at the start of last week. But what seems to be buffing in this bullish limelight for the US stock indices is due to the fact that markets are still kind of getting engulfed by this rosy, positive, ongoing earnings results for Q1 that is more or less is about to end next week or so. We do have another key mega cap stock that is reporting, which is Nvidia. So that is up on the last week of May. So we could talk about that maybe next week. But overall, so far, the S&P 500, close to 92% of their component stock has really reported their earnings. So right now, we are seeing a blended earnings growth for Q1 2024 at 5.4% year-on-year. So that is pretty much positive after about close to about two consecutive quarter previously of lackluster growth. So that actually spurred on the ongoing bullish momentum that is being seen on the S&P 500, the NASDAQ 100, and as well as the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Since about 1.5 week ago, they managed to close above their respective 50-day moving average. So that's more how the stock market is looking at right now, totally ignoring the less dovish stances as portrayed by the US Federal Reserve official. But however, the dollar seems to be catching this story pretty well. Why? Because if you look at the US dollar index, there are still, yes, even though we see a bit of a swing up and down last week after the BOE meeting together with this US data, this is rather weak. But overall, given that the push-up in that or the late recovery in the US 10-year and 2-year treasury yield that was seen on last Friday, it managed to keep the US dollar index well supported above its 50-day moving average.
Now, you mentioned the less than dovish stance from the Federal Reserve, Kelvin. Well, they'll have a very close eye this week on the latest CPI figures, which may make them more hawkish, less hawkish. It's a crucial time, isn't it, really, with the presidential election not far away. We've got UK elections probably around 6 months as well. And CPI is what it's all about, because that could lead to interest rate cuts, and we'll be reflecting on those for weeks and months to come. So what are markets expecting from those latest CPI numbers?
Yes, so especially I think markets will be paying very close attention to the services component of the CPI data. So the CPI data will be released this coming Wednesday for the US inflation data. So market will be pretty much concerned about the services component. Why? Because the services component of it, last month, for the month of March, it actually shocked on the upside. It actually pushed up to 5.27% year on year. So that is a biggest jump in almost 7 months. So if this particular services component continue to inch up higher for the month of April, this coming release on Wednesday, let's say we are talking about at 5.5% or 5.6%, that could actually put much more cautious towards the thinking of the Federal Reserve officials. And we also potentially start to see a reduction on the futures pricing for the potential interest rate cut to be taken by the Fed for 2024. So at the moment, based on the CME FedWatch 2, after the weak non-farm payroll data, market is now pricing in back to two interest rate cuts before 2024 ends. But let's say if we start to see a very strong services inflation data for April, let's say coming in at 5.3% to 5.5%, we may start to see the reduction of this interest rate cut pricing, and perhaps that interest rate cut pricing will go down to back to one again, and for the month of September, and even the odds may start to reduce close to around 50%, given a very if that services components remains elevated.
Well, that's in the United States, but we've also got some important data coming out of China, Kelvin, particularly the retail data.
Yes, precisely. So what we could see after that mixed China data out from over the weekend that we discussed earlier in our podcast, market will be focusing more on the domestic side of the economy, especially on the retail sales and industrial production. And this time around, very interestingly, market is now expecting a slight uptick from last month's figure. So last month's figure, both industrial production and retail sales kind of disappoint the market. So this time around, market is expecting a slight tick up in industrial production year on year for April to be in at 5.4%. That's above 4.5% printed in the previous month of March. And for April retail sales, market is expecting a slight rebound as well to 3.8% year on year from 3.1% year on year that was recorded in the previous month of March. So definitely for sure, if we start to see this data come within market expectation, it could keep this ongoing bullish tone in the China proxy stock indices like the Hang Seng Index, which has been rallying pretty much fiercely on the upside since April. But however, if this data starts to disappear, point, we may start to see at least the risk of a minor corrective pullback on the Hang Seng stock indices, given that the expectation has been pretty much rosy for the industrial production and the retail sales data for the month of April.
Very interesting. We look forward to getting more information across the week. Until next Monday, take care, Kelvin. We'll speak to you soon.
Yep, speak soon, Johnny.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse Podcast by Oanda.